What free speech rights do university students have, especially with the gospel? Stay tuned.
Today's legal case is from the files of the Christian Law Association. Here's attorney David Gibbs, Jr.
Tabitha was a student at a university in Georgia, and she noticed that many of the people on campus had opinions very different from her own. Some of the classmates even tried to intimidate people into not sharing points of view that they didn't like. Fortunately, she called us at the Christian Law Association, learning that the Supreme Court had ruled that vigilant protection of constitutional freedoms is nowhere more vital than in the community of American colleges. Let me repeat. Here's what the Supreme Court said. Vigilant protection of constitutional freedoms is nowhere more vital than in the community of American colleges. Tabitha soon had a clear understanding of her personal free rights as a university student. She has every right to speak out as a legal student at that school, and we gave her all the guidelines so that she could be a great legal witness for Jesus Christ.
Our free newsletter addresses lots of issues, like the ones we've been discussing today. It's an invaluable tool. Why not sign up for it now at christianlaw.org, christianlaw.org.
And we're now coming up about 7.5 minutes past 12 noon here on a rainy Thursday, the second day of February. And hope you've had a good day thus far, and looking forward to the rest of this day. And if you've got time, we'd love to have you hang around and join us for Swap Shop, myself and Pastor Eddie Connard. And if you've got something you'd like for us to air for you today, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or trade something, lost, found, maybe garage or yard sale, estate sale in the works, or job openings at your business, we'll put that on Swap Shop as well. You can find us online at WGCR.net. You're also welcome to email WGCR@iCloud.com, or you can simply pick up the phone and give us a call at 828-884-9427. Well, I found this, and I'm going to give you a little sneak peek. I played a song yesterday from Brother Andy Leftwich and his wife, Rachel. But I've got something I found here. I believe this is going to be an instrumental. They might sing in it. I'm not sure. This is Andy Leftwich, Travis Alltop, and Jim Britton. A little bit of a group that I believe we'll have for a Share-a-thon coming up on Share-a-thon weekend. I trust you'll enjoy it as we head toward Swap Shop time.
Everlasting arms. my life and what I've been given, my family and friends, all the blessings from heaven, the Father above has lovingly showered on me. I feel overwhelmed and so undeserving to think of His goodness and wonderful mercy. My heart fills with praise and I can't help but joyfully sing.
I have God to thank for everything, the battles I've fought and the victories I've seen. He has supplied what I've needed along the way. But most of all, He saved my soul. He promised me heaven. I'm ready to go. I have God to thank, and forever I'll praise His name.
Not that this road has always been easy, but He's been faithful and He'll never leave me. I find sweet peace and assurance within His word. My cup's overflowing, I'm living in favor, abundant provision from the hand of the Savior. I'll lift my voice and forever I'll praise His name.
I have God to thank for everything, the battles I've fought and the victories I've seen. He has supplied what I've needed along the way. But most of all, He saved my soul. He promised me heaven. I'm ready to go. I have God to thank, and forever I'll praise His name.
Oh, but most of all, He saved my soul. He promised me heaven. I'm ready to go.
I have God to thank, and forever I'll praise His name. I'll praise His name.
This is Pastor Randy Barton, and on behalf of Anchor Broadcasting, I'm excited to invite you to join us for our 2023 Share-a-thon. Begins February the 27th, and it goes all the way through Sunday, March the 5th. This great week will feature 22 live services along with live music. All services will be open for attendance, but if you can't join us in person, please join us on air or online. Our kickoff service will be on Sunday, February the 26th, and your first opportunity to give will be on that Sunday, February 26th at 4 p.m. as our offices and phones will open at 4. Join us in prayer as together we ask the Lord to meet with us during Share-a-thon 2023, February the 27th through March the 5th.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage. Julia H. Johnson is the writer of this awesome hymn. Her family tree is full of clergymen, and her mother and grandmother were both poets. She wrote children's Sunday school lessons that were published, and she wrote a song called Saving Grace. In that song she wrote, "O golden day when light shall break and dawn's bright glory shall unfold, when he who knows the path I take shall ope for me the gates of gold. Earth's little while will soon be past, my pilgrim song will soon be o'er. The grace that saves shall time out last and be my theme in yonder shore. Then I shall know as I am known and stand complete before the throne. Then I shall see my Savior's face and all my song be saving grace. It's obvious she loved God's grace, but she gave us another great song of grace that is in many hymn books and widely sung today. Grace that is greater than all our sin.
Grace that is greater than all our sin. Grace that is greater than all our sin.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, welcome to Thursday.
Yay. Thursday, all day, post-birthday.
Started saying a happy belated birthday yesterday.
Yeah, I appreciate all the wishes and thank everyone from people sending me videos of my false teeth falling out to all kind of things. So, yeah, had a wonderful day. I was joking around because every year I schedule my VA appointment on my birthday, and I was like, who does that?
Yeah.
Some kind of warped sense of thinking there, but yeah. But I just want to tell everybody, don't get the flu shot and the shingle shot at the same time, okay?
You got both.
Both shoulders are like, oh my word. I feel like I've been, played football game or something, you know, the shoulders are just... But anyhow, at least I got them. Makes you, just like you've been hit pretty good. But
now,
yeah.
The shingles shot.
Yeah.
I've never had one of those.
They recommend them for folks over the age of 50 who obviously have had chicken pox when you were a child.
Which
most of us have.
Yeah.
And, of course, that virus is still dormant once you get over the chicken pox, even though you usually don't have a outbreak of the chicken pox per se later on in life. You have it once, but it remanifests itself in older adults after 50 years old in the form of what's called shingles.
Which I've heard are very painful.
It's very painful. It can be debilitating.
Yeah.
It really can. You can get them anywhere. You can get them in your eyes. You can get them in all over your back, your body.
Mm.
Folks, I've heard folks getting, they actually can get it internally. You
wow.
can get, because it affects the nervous system of
now,
your body.
Is it true or a myth that shingles can, the resurgence of that in your body could be caused by stress?
It is. It oftentimes can be, and that's the reason why it's more involved in the nervous system. And it manifests itself through, it'll follow nerve patterns along your skin. And you can map it out. Usually, for example, you'll find that oftentimes it will start like near your spinal column, or like on your back, mm-hmm. and it'll rotate around, like around your torso toward the front, or sometimes it could be on your neck and over, mm-hmm. then it comes over your shoulder, on the legs, like, you know, in your, yeah. in your pelvic area, and it wraps around your legs. So again, it's a two-shot thing. You have to get one, and then you get one about 90 days later. And it's a, you know, you get that, and then you get the second dose. And then what it does, it doesn't eliminate shingles. It doesn't.
You still have the dormant virus.
Yeah, you don't get rid of that virus. And of course, you know, the herpes zoster virus is what mm-hmm. that is. It's chickenpox. And that virus stays in it. But what the shingles vaccine does is lessen the symptoms.
Okay.
So it's not as painful.
Yeah.
You don't have the outbreak and the rash and the breakdown of the skin as bad.
Because I've heard if you let it go too long
yeah.
before getting some type of treatment, mm-hmm. if you have an outbreak of the shingles, that it can do permanent
yes.
nerve damage nerve thing.
Yeah. So, you know, then they offered it. I took it because I've had several family members who've had it. I've watched them go through the pain, and I said, I think I will go ahead and get it. And that way, since now that I'm headed on my way to 60, now.
Don't say that. No.
Yeah. 2607, yes, ma'am. Yes, it could be very, it's very painful. It can be very, and you become very self-conscious about it because of the fact that it can be, you know, it's not pleasant to look at, much less even pleasant to have the pain.
I mean, it's a mean-looking rash.
It's just awful. I mean, it's just awful. Mm. Yes, sir, Brother Wayne. Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. That is no joke. He got the second one, and Sunday morning felt like he got hit with a baseball bat. That's exactly how I felt.
So that sounds like a tetanus shot.
Yeah, and so anyway.
Well, okay, you're not making me the Needle Hater Anonymous president here.
Yeah.
Think about getting mine, but I'm getting better in my old age with that. But my mature age, let me rephrase that.
There you go.
Well, happy birthday. And
thank you. Yeah, we enjoyed it. I had cake.
Literally.
Had chocolate cake.
Yay for
chocolate
cake.
Chocolate icing we had. You can always good for cake. My granddaughter made me a cake.
Aww.
She mixed it herself, put the icing
Ellie.
On it. And so, yeah. Grandma teaching her how to bake already.
That's good stuff right there.
Yeah.
Well, glad you had a good day.
Thank you.
Good
Appreciate
day.
That.
Well, today, Groundhog Day.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And you know, I know there's this whole thing that goes way back like a gazillion years about why this groundhog, a big rodent that they treat like royalty in Pennsylvania. And he's really not very good. I looked up his accuracy, and he has predicted 105 winters. Now, not this particular groundhog. You know, they've got number 1, 2, 3. I don't know what number we're on now. He has predicted 105 continued winters and only 20 early springs. So this 125 years, his accuracy rate is 39%.
And yet thousands of people flock to this celebration.
Yeah, so he has predicted 6 more weeks of winter.
Ugh.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
1887 is where it goes back to.
Right.
So they say that there was a couple of years that were lost in the record keeping, but a lot of other places have gotten on board with animals doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Like Oregon's got Foo Foo the Hedgehog.
Okay.
At the Oregon Zoo.
Yeah.
He's about 53% accuracy rate. There's a burrowing owl in Florida.
Yeah.
That they believe, you know, that if he sees his shadow, 6 more weeks. Of course, in Brevard, there is Pisgah Penny.
Yeah.
And not only does she do weather, but she also predicts the Super Bowl. A talented white squirrel there.
Yeah, okay.
This is probably one of my favorite here. This comes out of New York, and it's called Cluxatawny Henrietta the Chicken.
Oh.
Instead of Punxsutawney Phil,
Cluxatawny.
It's Cluxatawny. She's a chicken.
Okay.
It doesn't have anything to do with seeing her shadow. It has to do with the fact if she lays an egg today,
yeah.
they have a ceremony. Like, no pressure, chicken, but, you know, here we go. And if she lays an egg during the ceremony, there will be an early spring.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, they're not to be outdone,
right?
Connecticut has Scramble the Duck. Now, Scramble might be somebody I would follow because he's like 100% accurate.
Oh,
and
really?
I don't even know any meteorologists.
He's only
that's
done
100%.
It once and got it right?
Well, no, he's done it for a while. Yeah. But they say that ducks are more intelligent animals and they have more exposure to the extreme weathers.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know, but 100%, I kind of doubt that.
Yeah.
There's an armadillo in Texas. If he makes it across the road. No, I'm just kidding. That was not true. I'm sorry. Just
okay,
had to
do it.
But it has to do something with his shadow. And then Oregon also has a beaver.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's
Phil,
much like a...
Phil the beaver.
Yeah, I mean, he's like a groundhog with a... flat tail.
Yeah, and bigger teeth.
Yeah, bigger teeth.
So, but there you have it. So it's become a big deal. Yeah. I don't know. We'll
it's going to feel like spring next week.
Yeah,
from what I see.
I'm for it. I get spring fever about this time. But again, I want to stress, and
I know.
We know that warm winters are, it's great on the heating bill. I'm not complaining because Christmas was tough for everybody with, those unseasonably cold temperatures, record-breaking lows. But we know if we go back to 92, 93, we know that winter was extremely mild, and then March happened.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. So I'm not saying we're going to get another blizzard. But I'll just say winter is not over, but we will enjoy the nice weather. And temperatures, let me look. Yeah, we're going to be in upper 50s. Ooh,
it's near 60 by
60
the middle of
next
week.
Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got rain through probably tomorrow morning early-ish, thinking?
Yeah, and I'm thinking now this is where it's going to get kind of sketchy.
Okay.
Because tonight, depending on how quick this moisture moves out of here,
right?
Our low tonight is supposed to be 32.
Oh.
So that being said, depending on what time this moisture gets out of here, which they're saying about 10 o'clock.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully that will get gone.
Great.
And then, because we've got a bunch of heavy rain that's headed our direction this afternoon, later on today. If that gets gone, then we'll be in the clear because it's going to get down to around freezing overnight tonight. And there is the possibility from some models. Now, the National Weather Service, they've not got anything regarding ice or anything in the forecast.
No.
But a couple of other, the National Weather Service doesn't say anything about ice. The Weather Channel and a couple of others have kind of indicated there might be the possibility that in the higher elevations, some of this rain could get of the icy mix variety later on tonight if it lingers and doesn't move through like they say it's going to.
That is a large band of moisture. That's what I was looking at a minute scroll out.
Yeah.
Have mercy. It's raining back to Texas.
Yeah, and thankfully we're it's getting better for the folks in Dallas and the area around Dallas and into Arkansas right now because all the temperatures are starting to warm up where everything's turning to rain and hopefully this ice will get out of there because they still have hundreds of thousands of people without power in those areas, and the cold front is coming in behind it. So
and I read that the power officials were saying it's not because we don't have the power grid to take care of it. It's because the freezing rain.
Yeah,
the pictures, the power lines look inches thick.
Yeah,
but it took down poles and lines, and so
trees,
they've got the power. But pray for them.
Yeah.
350,000 plus is what I read a moment ago, but that was just in one area.
Right.
There may be more.
Yeah.
So we're sure praying for those folks. And I would just say maybe in the morning, if you've got to be out early, just be aware of the temperature and see what's going on.
Yeah, be careful if you step out onto your porch or going down the steps first thing in the morning when you head out because it could be the potential. And we just we're just giving you the facts. It's going to be 32, and we're going to have moisture left over from the night before. So there's a possibility it could be a little iffy in some spots.
Yeah, timing and temperature.
We'll just have to wait to see what happens in the morning.
Yeah, so just be careful. And again, it would be it's worth noting. We'll say it that way.
That's right. That's right.
Coming up, before we know it, we're in February. So Valentine's Day, it is on Tuesday, I believe.
Yeah. Wednesday.
Okay, it's on the 14th. So let me jump to my book here because I don't trust myself to It's Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
Tuesday the 14th. And so what we're going to do is on, Lord willing, we'll try to get everything set up to where we can start taking your messages on Friday, but we'll let you know.
Okay.
But the 13th and 14th for sure, we'll be taking your greetings. We'll play them on Tuesday during Swap Shop and then on Drive Time. And we have a very nice prize package, $300 in Visa gift cards, a new Bible, some music, and other goodies as well.
Okay, good.
And we'll mail that to whoever wins. So we encourage folks, whether you live here in Western North Carolina or you're one of our app listeners or you listen online,
mm-hmm.
Be a part of this. And we'll be given that phone number, and we'll look forward to our Valentine line.
Wow, it's hard to believe we're already there again.
I know. Yeah. And I can't think of our Valentine line without honoring the memory of our friend, Brother David Sitton.
Yeah.
God bless his memory. Yeah, he called every year. He was like the first, if he was not the first one, he was in the first couple.
Yeah.
And always had sweet words to say.
Yeah.
And sometimes he'd sing a little bit of a song, and same thing with Sherathon.
Yeah.
It's it was a sweet memory to think of Brother David being here, but he's rejoicing now.
Oh, yes.
Has been for a while, but we sure think of him often.
Yeah.
Well, I think of ice cream often, too. That's not a good thing for us.
Oh, I know.
Well, it's a good thing.
It's a good thing. It's just not. Yeah.
Yeah. But as if we needed another reason to want to have ice cream, Blue Bell is releasing its new flavor today.
All righty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The flavor is I love cereal.
Oh.
Yeah.
What kind of cereal?
It's a delicious, I'm reading their description.
Okay.
I love cereal. Flavor ice cream is a delicious ice cream with the flavor of fruity cereal combined with confetti sprinkles and coated fruity cereal pieces.
Hmm.
So it kind of sounds like a fruity pebble type thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So it should be available in stores, pint size only,
mm-hmm.
while supplies last.
Wow.
Yeah, it's Tin Roof is another one.
Tin Roof?
Tin Roof.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And it's sold in the half gallon, so a little bit bigger. But it's vanilla flavored ice cream
mm-hmm.
with rich chocolate sundae sauce and roasted peanuts dipped in dark chocolate.
I'll pass.
Yeah,
probably. I mean, you know, I'm not the peanut guy. But
yeah, yeah, I would just say I love some homemade vanilla.
Boy, ain't that the truth.
But Blue Bell is great ice cream.
Blue Bell's good ice cream.
You know, when you can afford it, when you can find it on sale.
Yeah.
It's still a good ice cream. But
I read somewhere where there was one of the ice cream makers that were withdrawing some of their flavors. They were coming off the market. I don't know whether it was Hershey or whether it was... I'll have to look that one up. I saw it the other day.
Have you noticed how the packaging of some things are getting smaller?
Mm-hmm.
I the other day, I bought a pack of saltines. Now, sometimes if I find them on sale, I like to buy the ones in the red box.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I bought the ones in the red box because I found them on sale. Well, I go and open them, and the top of the box, there's about 2 inches of nothing.
Yeah.
See, the sleeves of saltines used to fill the whole box.
All the way up, yeah.
But now, I thought maybe it was a fluke. Maybe I got one that was, you know, distribution line went whack or something. But no, there was another box that. So they're making the sleeves of the saltines. It's the same size box.
Yep.
But the packages inside are smaller.
I've noticed a couple of things like that, or more than a couple of things like that.
You notice Reese cups are smaller?
They are, yep. The box, we fix Hamburger Helper at the house.
Oh, yeah, we love that.
The box is smaller.
Really?
You don't get as much noodles.
Haven't.
You don't get as many noodles as you used to. Of course, they used to do things by weight, but then now they made the box smaller, so the weight is reduced.
Yeah.
And so.
And the price has gone up.
And the price has gone up, number one, because they're trying to stretch their resources further by trying to get more product out by, you know, because it looks good on the shelf. Even though if the shelf looks full.
That's true.
Even though they've got smaller boxes, if they can fill the shelf with smaller boxes, then it still looks good to the retailer. you know, even though you're not, for the consumer, it doesn't look good because you're not getting as much as you used to. Number one, I think it's a conspiracy. I think they're all trying to put us all on a diet, that kind of stuff, you know, but that's just me. But then again, there's a lot of things like that. Like you said, the Reese's Cups are smaller. A lot of their other candy bars are the same way.
I don't know. The whole saltine thing, I was like, really?
Yeah.
I felt ripped off, you know?
Okay. Miss Karen says it's currently rolling out to retailers where Bluebell is sold, and it can be found in half-gallon containers for about $8 to $9. Ooh.
Okay.
$9.
Just take a spoonful.
Yeah, I think we'll pass on that. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, candy's gone through the roof, and the packaging is smaller.
That's right.
$26.07.
And the individual potato chips. Now, the kind you have on the end cap, and you go in a convenience store.
Yeah.
You used to get a pretty good size bag of potato chips.
Not anymore.
No.
Really?
No, the bag's half empty. You know, the bag is smaller, and they still charge you double what it used to be.
Yeah.
Little Debbie's. I can go on.
You go ahead.
The Little Debbie's same way. Little Debbie's price is doubled.
Have they put fewer in a box, or have they?
I don't know if they
made smaller
portions. Well, I'm talking
about
like maybe the individual wrap ones that they sell on the end caps at the store. Where they just look smaller. Everything looks smaller, but the price is doubled.
Yeah.
You know, you used to be able to buy a Little Debbie cake for, you know, like 49, 59 cents.
Yeah, you definitely know, less than a dollar.
It was definitely. And, and then like now, they're like $1.29 a piece, and then if you buy, they give you a deal sometimes, you get two for $2 or something like that.
Yeah.
But still, it's of course, manufacturers and retailers, you know, they have to kind of get together in regarding to try to make do their efforts to fill retail space.
Yeah.
Because you know, supply chains, people don't really, I think a lot of times we don't really think about how bad the supply chains got in our country during COVID.
Yeah.
To where everything when plants completely shut down, and they were not shipping anything in overseas, nothing was coming in, so therefore the manufacturing plants, food processing plants, candy, all that stuff, they had no product to produce that stuff. So they shut down because they sent their workers home. And it has taken up to this point, so what they did was is nobody went back to work, so they've had to retool all of their manufacturing, smaller boxes, smaller packaging. And resources are limited.
Yeah.
So they're not shipping as much in because...
It's a catch-22 of all of
it. It's a rat race is what it is.
I'm not against companies making a profit.
By no means.
You know, everybody's got to make a living. You know, you want people that work for you to get paid. I get it. I'm not about that.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, where do we kind of... draw the line, and how do you deal with that?
Yeah,
because you look gas prices of getting, you know, for the truckers, and then all the whole regulations out west in California.
Yep.
Where you have to work for a company. I heard no independent truckers.
Yeah.
I was reading a story.
Yeah,
you have to work for a parent company trucking firm. No independent truckers have a right now to go through California.
And number two with that California, with that bill that they passed out there, that they're trying to, by way of arbitration, is get rid of any of the vehicles that are beyond a certain age because they don't meet emission standards in California. So anything older than 2015, they're not even letting those trucks into port.
But those big trucks are designed to run for a long, long time.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You know, and they're not built like our domestic cars. They're built to put the miles.
These are the same people that fly around the world in their jet.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah. Yes, Girl Scout cookies are another example.
Smaller
Smaller boxes, smaller cookie.
Yeah, and Girl Scout cookies are out, by the way.
Yes, they are.
They're there
again.
The Girl Scout cookie ice cream. Let's talk about bears eating our food that we paid more for.
Okay.
They're putting out the word that now go ahead and be planning to be bear wise in the coming year. They'll be active here, another month or two.
Right.
But they say that bird feeders, of course, are a big draw for bears. So they recommend maybe planting a bird garden, which I guess would be shrubs or bushes that birds mm-hmm. would like. They say also make sure your garbage is protected where a bear can't get it open. And they had a little thing, well, make sure they can't get their paws on your garbage. They had a cute little phrase here somewhere, but I'll find it. But they say also pet food and livestock food, store it inside a sturdy locked building. Your barbecue grills and smokers, make sure that, you know, they're put away, that bears can smell up to 5 miles away.
Oh, yeah.
If not further at times. Vehicles with food or trash. We've seen story after story where a car has been absolutely mm-hmm. torn to shreds
yeah.
by a bear who got in. They can open the door.
Yeah, yeah, they can.
Now, they're not real good at getting out, yeah. but they're fairly good at getting in. Mm. So just they say keep your vehicles clean and food and trash. Also, fridge and coolers on the porch. If it's easy to recognize, easy to open, it's time to relocate. Fruit trees and berry bushes, well, you're just asking for them to come and have a snack.
Yeah, they always come into my edge of my front yard.
And chickens and livestock.
Yeah.
They say you really need to protect them inside a locked, bear-resistant building enclosure or even maybe an electric fence, but to a certain point, bears don't really care about electric fences.
No. I mean, the only thing they do is serve as a warning. I always watch these people who go backpacking in the, you know, in the, up in the Yukon and places like that in uh-huh. the summertime, and they've got these bear warning devices. Basically what it is an electric fence that you set up around your camp,
oh, okay.
around your tent, that when you're backpacking in those areas. And then what it does is that, I mean, all it does is alert you the fact that when he yelps, he's touched the wire. But I'm going to tell you something. When he yelps because he's touched the wire, he's going to make two choices. Either he's going to run away or he's going to keep on coming.
And he's mad.
And now he's mad. So I don't know which, you
I wouldn't,
know.
I'd choose me another place to backpack.
I just figure I'd stay in North Carolina and backpack. Maybe.
And beehives. That's another thing.
Yes, beehives.
You know, and I appreciate folks that work bees. That's a lot of work, but man, it's so needed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more than just, you know, enjoying the honey.
Mm-hmm.
They have so much that they do for
yep.
the environment.
Yep.
The way God set it up is just amazing.
I tell you, and of course, you know, we've mentioned it and people have read about it, but, you know, how God uses that great creature, really, when you think
yeah.
about it, and how it's made up to live its life. You know, cross-pollinating everything that we eat.
Yeah.
Everything that we eat that comes from a field, whether it's corn, whether it's anything that comes from a field, or berries, trees, fruit, you name it, is cross-pollinated by a bee. And think about it, how that, you know, when it boils down to solely relying upon the bee population to feed us, that puts things in perspective.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some bees I don't like. I don't like wasps, and I don't like hornets, and I don't like those murder hornets that we talk about in the past and those kind of things. You know, I've had them. But, you know, I've always been very sensitive around honeybees particularly because they are and I've even preached several messages on the honeybee because it's just a lot of parallels there, tremendous parallels when it comes to Scripture.
Yeah. If you happen to find, like, a hive, if you're – you know, in your shed, or maybe I've even heard in walls of homes that are older homes, maybe you're going in, make sure to contact somebody and have them removed to where they don't kill them.
Right.
Have you priced a stand of bees?
No.
If you can even find them?
Not lately, but I have priced a quart of honey.
Mercy.
I've got several quarts that I've put back.
Yeah.
It's the real good stuff. It hadn't turned to sugar yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, I've got a small fortune sitting on the shelf of honey.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking $25 a quart, you know, that's, you know, it starts to get in a little bit of money. I love it myself. I love honey.
Oh, yeah.
But, so if you find the good stuff.
Yeah, we've got some folks that bring some to Share-a-thon
mm-hmm.
and know some other folks over in Hendersonville that they do a really good job with some honey. And I can eat it by the spoonful.
And cut the comb right off and chew the comb. I love to do that too.
But it's good for you. And you need, if you're doing honey for allergies, you need to make sure you're getting a local honey.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be what helps you.
That affects your local.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure does. There's a couple of things for today.
Cool.
Then I have another story that just makes me mad, so we're just going to move over it.
No, don't get mad.
No,
get
I don't. Want, I read it and got really mad this morning and got over it.
I told you one, and I didn't want to make any madder. So.
Yeah, but that one, this one may be madder than that one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my gas stove thing, that aggravates me, and now they're coming after electric stoves.
Yeah.
But now this is, okay, not even got, I'm not even going to do that. Because once I start, I'm just going to take that piece of paper and put it over there.
Yeah.
Boyd Park in Hendersonville has closed because they're constructing a new fire station there.
Yeah.
And so just wanted to let folks maybe that know that frequent there, hopefully you've seen it. The tennis courts and the mini golf amenities closed at the end of January.
Right.
They say that there are two other tennis courts located at Patton Park, if you're interested.
Yeah, so, and of course a bunch over at Jackson Park, too. There's some tennis courts over there as well.
And they say that they new Fire Station 1 will be open in spring of 2024.
Wow, that's going to be... Well, I tell you, the one that they're in right now is not that old. But I guess it is. But it's just not that old. I remember when they built it.
Really?
And it can't be more than 25 years old. Huh. But maybe just run out of room.
The new fire station in Mills River is coming along.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Beautifully.
It's a big facility.
It's a gorgeous facility.
Yeah.
I mean...
Big time.
Wood beams and all the rock work, Mike Rogers Masonry, they've been in there. It is a gorgeous building.
Yeah.
Right off of Highway 280.
Yes.
If you do markers very like nice. I do, it's just before Dollar General.
Yeah.
In Mills River.
Very nice.
Well, the class of 2036. Does that sound kind of weird?
So that would
be
like...
It does for me. Kindergartners that are getting
right
registered
now.
To start registration.
That's hard to say.
Yeah, yesterday marked the start of open registration for kindergarten in Henderson County.
Wow.
But the class of 2036.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
I never thought we'd be even talking about that.
Well, it's like I said, my granddaughter getting ready to start in 30, she'll be class 37. And because she don't make the cutoff for this year, she'll go to preschool.
Yeah.
But anyway, still, that's hard to imagine.
It's crazy.
So, yeah.
Time is flying.
14 years from now, I'll be 71.
All right. Somebody called and said.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We got a caller said that the crystallized honey can be put in a pot of water and it'll turn back to fresh. Okay.
How about that?
That's good to know. Yeah. And also, yes. I remember going there a lot too, going to Boyd Park, playing putt-putt and playing tennis there, and it was a lot of fun.
How about that?
Yeah, it was.
Is that right where the two roads kind of split there at Five Points?
It's right there behind the new fire station. Well,
okay.
the older fire station now, but it's right across from the football field
the
at Hendersonville High School.
Okay, I know where it's at because I'm thinking, I don't know where Boyd
Park
is.
And, of course,
is.
On the other side where the two roads meet is where Bruce Drysdale, used to be Bruce Drysdale Elementary School,
up on the hill.
Up on the hill, yeah.
But it's not there anymore?
No, it's there.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It's still there.
I think it's still Bruce Drysdale. I think they still call it Bruce Drysdale.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was just thinking, okay, I should know where Boyd Park is, but now I do.
Yeah.
One more story, and we'll jump into Swap Shop. I saw this. There were some boys in Bangladesh that were playing hide-and-seek.
Mm-hmm.
These are, you know, early to mid-teen is their ages.
Okay.
Well, they were in a shipyard. That's where they were playing hide and seek. So this 15-year-old boy decided he would hide inside one of the shipping containers.
Ooh.
Well, he fell asleep.
No.
And he woke up in Malaysia.
No.
Yeah.
My goodness.
But apparently he was a really sound sleeper, but he didn't sleep the whole time. Okay, this was January the 11th when he went inside the shipping container and fell asleep. The container was shipped to Malaysia on a commercial ship, and the boy was not discovered until January 17th.
6 days.
6 days.
Wow. Wow.
So, yeah.
Mm.
And they were saying that the boy was just believed to have entered the container, fell asleep, and found himself there.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did he not during that. I don't know if he got locked in. Could he not get out?
Yeah.
But he apparently was not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
They said that he had a fever.
Oh, no.
So they're thinking that maybe he did get sick or something. Yeah. But, yeah, 2,300 miles away.
Yeah. Well, see, you know, those containers, those ships haul thousands of them on one vessel.
Oh, yeah.
And so he could have been stacked somewhere in those containers somewhere where nobody could hear him. Nobody could.
No food.
Well,
probably.
The thing is, 6 days you're pushing it with no water. I mean, 6 days you're pushing the limit on no drinking water.
Yeah, he could
Your
have
body
died.
Starts to shut down at that point. Yeah.
He could have died.
Yeah. So, my goodness.
Yeah.
Talking about the park. Yeah, it's in the process of being disassembled. Yeah,
that.
So it's coming down. And, the merry-go-round. Mm-hmm. Yep, all of the... And of course, they used to have all that stuff before they built the fire station that's there now.
So the park was kind of...
Yeah, it was a little bit bigger.
Okay.
They had a few more things there. And they would always... They'd have concerts there in the summertime. And, of course, you know, Boyd was a big name in Hendersonville for years. Remember Boyd Chevrolet?
I was going to say it was a car dealer.
You know,
the
car dealership. Yeah. And they used to have... The dealership was up there where now the new part of Hendersonville High School is... And then they moved and moved and moved and moved.
Is so that construction done at the high school?
Yeah, yeah, okay. They're done with that now.
Wow.
But we called it Five Points. You had the restaurant, the diner right across the street. And then that's where we all started whenever you do the loop.
So the parade usually
the parade
starts
right
there.
And you do the loop, go down Church Street, and then come back up King Street. And that's what we did when we were kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well.
Then stop at Boyd Park and...
Times are changing, aren't they?
Times are changing.
I guess if you call it progress, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's Swap Shop time. 828-884-9427 is the number to call.
Here's for sale a pair of blue tick beagles, a male and a female. They're AKC registered. Good rabbit dogs. Call for more information. 293-5002 or 507-2478. 293-5002 or 507-2478.
And let me mention this, I'll get it in Carolina calendar, but Progress Baptist Church will be having their Marriage Matters seminar continue, and it will be this month, February the 27th. That's Monday at 7 p.m. Brother Andy Wells will be the guest speaker, and child care and a meal are provided. So again, Monday evening, February 27th at 7 p.m., Marriage Matters there at Progress Baptist Church.
Very good.
All right. Also in our items today, here's 137 DVDs. You can get all of them for $25. 877-4455, 877-4455.
And Pastor Nick Stamper sent this to me just a few minutes ago. I want to mention it real quickly, that the monthly men's prayer meeting, or monthly men's meeting at Mountain Valley Baptist Church down in Green River Cove in Saluda.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain Valley Baptist Church in Green River Cove, Saluda. They're having their Friday meeting, men's meeting, February 3rd, 7 o'clock. Pastor Tony Shirley will be preaching for them in that meeting. So just wanted to make mention of that, and we'll get that on Carolina calendar as well.
Amen. And I believe Brother Stanley and the folks at Victory, their meeting is this Friday night.
That's right.
Yep, 7:15 prayer room, 7:30 is start time of service.
All right.
I don't have it in Carolina calendar. I don't have Carolina calendar pulled up, so I'll try to check and see who's preaching there.
All right.
It's in Carolina calendar.
Pool table for sale with all the accessories, very good condition, asking $600. 862-4490, 862-4490.
Brother Stacy Adcock's going to be preaching.
Good. All right.
So that's Brother Stanley and Miss Debbie's son.
Yeah.
So that'll be a good night. That's this Friday night, 7:30, start time 7:15, prayer room, Victory Baptist Church in Hendersonville.
Very good.
We've got looking for a lift chair, reasonably priced and in good condition. 367-8270. 367-8270.
Here's the Liberty Baptist Church in Candler are searching for a youth pastor. Any interested candidates need to send their resumes to Pastor Derek McCarson at dmfortruth@gmail.com or call 273-7991. dmfortruth@gmail.com or 828-273-7991. 1-1.
Yorkie and Terrier mixed puppies, a couple weeks old. They are looking for good homes to take them in a few weeks. $200 negotiable fee to ensure that they go to a good home. 575-4118, 575-4118.
Kaysen Builder Supply is looking to hire several positions in the Brevard and East Flat Rock offices. They have positions including inside sales representative, a driver with Class A or Class B CDLs, and yard staff. There are full-time positions Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and some Saturdays, half-day. Vacation and insurance benefits are included. You can go to their website at kaysenbuildersupply.com, fill out an application, or go by their office. And also you can call them, 828-692-5716.
And today we'd like to send out a big happy birthday wish to Pastor Matt Metzger.
Yes.
Berea Baptist Church. God bless you, Brother Metzger.
Yeah, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
A great day for you.
Also, we have a wedding anniversary today, too, I
we
think.
Do.
Yeah,
we do. Let me jump over there.
Yeah. Raymond Baker and his wife, Barbara, celebrating their 43rd wedding anniversary today. So, and they are our day sponsor. So, our general operating budget sponsor for today.
God bless the Bakers.
Yeah. Happy,
happy
anniversary.
Yeah. The Brevard Post Office is looking to hire some folks. A mail processing clerk. That shift starts at 5 a.m. A rural carrier and an assistant to the carrier. Flexible hours for the regular carrier starts about 7 a.m. And then for the assistant, it's Sundays, holidays, and that shift starts about 9. You get 20 to 40 hours a week. Swing by the Brevard Post Office, 8:30 to 5, or you can go to the website at usps.com and click on careers, or give them a call, 9380, 883-9380.
Here's for sale some kitchen cabinets, the white shaker style, 10 wall, 8 base, 1 pantry. Call for their sizes. They are the Lowe's brands. They're asking $2,500. 877-3099, 877-3099.
Fairview Rest Home has some openings. They're looking for nurses' aides for the second and third shifts. You can call Kathy or Laura at 628-1066, 628-1066, or you can stop by Fairview Rest Home at 3016 Cane Creek Road in Fairview.
And finalizing our swap shop items for sale, used wooden pallets, $4 for the bare wood, regular duty, $6 for the blue heavy duty pallets. 553-9709, 553-9709.
And that's going to be a wrap on Swap Shop for this Thursday.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to be hitting it running this afternoon. Be safe out there. Watch the roads. Heavy rain moving in our direction, so be safe. And watch the roads in the morning. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan.
You're listening to WGCR, AM 720 and 94.9 FM, W235 CA, Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, and WGCR.net.